This meeting is being recorded.
All right, First Peter chapter 2.
现在可以翻到那个彼得前书的第二章。
All right, last week we were studying the responsibility of women.
上个星期呢，我们学了关于女人的女性的职责。
This week we're going to be studying the responsibility of men.
这个星期呢，我们学习呢男性的职责。
And so it's all very clear and very simple. We're going to start looking. 1 Peter chapter 3, sorry, and verse 7.
因为这些都是非常简单，也是非常清楚的。其实是呢，对不起，是三章的第七节。
All right, verse 7 says, Husbands, in the same way,Be considerate as you live with your wives, and treat them with respect as the weaker partner and heirs with you of the gracious gift of life.
所以第七节说呢，你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住，因他比你软弱，你一同承受生命之惠的。所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
All right, husbands, in the same way be considerate as you live with your wives.
所以你们做丈夫的呢，要按情理和妻子同住。
It is easy for men to be inconsiderate.
对男人来说呢，是非常容易不讲情理的。
Husbands don't always treat their wives with love or consideration.
那个丈夫呢，不是总是对待他们的妻子呢，带着关心呐，带着爱的。
Husbands are usually bigger.Than their wives.
那个丈夫呢，通常呢，比他的妻子要自大。
And because of that, they like to think that they're the boss.
因为他们比他大呢，所以他总是认为自己是老板。
And the Bible says in the earlier chapters that wives are to obey their husbands.And be subject to their husbands.
上一节经文讲的，上一章讲的是说呢，那个妻子总是要顺服丈夫的，要做他们的副使。
And sometimes the man basically says, the Bible says I'm the boss and I'm going to be the boss, and you'd better do what you're told because I'm the boss.
有些人的丈夫时候，丈夫会说呢，圣经说我是家里的头，所以呢，我就准备做家里的头，所以你最好做好你的角色。
And the husband is rebuked and he is told, you be considerate to your wife.
因为这里呢，丈夫呢被告知呢，你要是去关心你的妻子。
There was a day many years ago in my life when I watched. Go ahead.
Yeah, 在我的人生中呢，很多年前呢，有这样一天。
I watched what a man did to his wife. I watched the way he treated his wife.
我看到了一个人呢，怎么对待他的妻子，也看到一个人呢，怎么去对付他的妻子。
I said, that's not considerate.
我认为那个是不没有干和情理的。
And it just so happened that a very few minutes later, I was in a similar situation.
所以这个那个就说呢，那个事情就那样发生了。所以呢，几分钟以后呢，我又在一个同样的一个环境下。
So I reached out to the man, and I did exactly to him what he did to his wife.
然后我就到那个男人那去，我就做了一个跟他做他坐在他妻子身上的事一模一样的事，坐在他身上。
He was absolutely livid.
他呢感到非常的愤怒。
And frankly, he reached out to me and he manhandled me. I'm not going to go into the details, but he treated me more brutally than anybody has ever treated me in my life.
然后那个人呢，最终呢，就终于按捺不住了，他不会讲太多的细节，但是那个人呢，就跳起来冲向海尔的去做了一件在海尔的人生中从来没有人给他做过的这样一件粗鲁的事。
And finally, he let go of me.
最后呢，他还是让我走了。
And I said to him, did you like the way I treated you just now?
我就跟他说呢，你喜欢我刚才给对待你的方式吗？
And he said, no.
他说不。
And I said, do you know why I treated you that way?
我就说呢，你知道我为什么那么去对待你吗？
And he said, no.
他说不知道。
And I said, because that's exactly the way you treated your wife 5 minutes ago.
我说呢，那就是刚刚五分钟之前，你就是那样去对待你自己的妻子的。
Husbands are to be considerate of their wives.
所以呢，丈夫呢应该关心他们的妻子。
And every now it's a good thing for somebody to treat the man the way he treats his wife.
因为这个呢，就是说一个人呢，他不喜欢你让他自己对待他妻子的方式那样，你去对待他。
God's plan is to be considerate of your wives.
所以神的计划是你要去关心你的妻子。
We had a book in the library in the chapel.I don't see it anymore. I probably have told you this story, but I've got to tell it again.
我们呢，在我们教会发生一个故事，我可能跟以前跟大家讲过，但是呢，我现在还是要跟大家再讲一遍。
It was about a man who was a missionary to some people living in North Africa.
这里是关于一个人呢，他到那个北非去做宣教士。
And he went into a small town one day and he spoke to a man who told him that he was a judge in the town. He had a big job, he was a big man.
然后呢去到了一个村庄，一个村庄呢跟他讲话的一个人呢，那个人告诉他是那个村子里的法官，他在那里可是个大人物。
And so this missionary started to talk to him, and he said, what about your wife?
这些宣教士们呢就开始跟他聊天，他就说，哎，你妻子怎么样啊？
And the man said, well, I've had 3 or 4 former wives, but I'm with my wife now.
然后我有3、4个前妻，但是现在呢，我跟我现在妻子在一起。
And he said,What happened to your former wives? Where are they? What's happening to them?
他说，啊，那你的前妻们怎么样了？他们现在在哪里啊？
He said, I don't know.
那我不知道。
He said, don't you even know? Don't you care about your former wife?
哎，你到底是知道呢，不知道呢，还是你根本就不关心你的前妻们？
And the man's answer was this.
这个人的答案是这样的。
He said, if I had several cows and I got rid of them, do you think I would want to know whatever happened to my cows?
他说，你认为如果我有几头母牛的话，然后那几头母牛我把他们离开了他们以后，你认为我还会继续关心那些母牛们吗？
He said, I don't care about my former wives, I've divorced them.
而我不关心我的前妻，我只是跟她离婚了。
And the Bible says, husbands, you be considerate of your wives.
圣经说呢，丈夫呢，你要按情理，你要关心你的妻子们。
He said, husbands, love your wives.
说呢，丈夫们呢，要爱你们妻子们。
Here the words are, treat them with respect.
这里讲到的是要敬重他。
As to the weaker vessel.
就像对一个、软弱的器皿一样。
What's that mean?
这什么意思呢?
It means you give them a whole lot more respect than you give yourself.
原来你就是呢、更多的去关心他就 比关心你自己更多的要关心他。
Does Jesus love women?
主耶稣基督、爱女性吗
？Yes，
当然。
Can you understand why it was on the morning of the resurrection that it was the women who came to the tomb？
你能够理解当主耶稣基督复活的那一天早上来到坟墓前的都是女性吗
？The women loved the Lord Jesus.Because he loved them and he treated them with respect.
因为、妇女们呢，她们爱主耶稣基督，因为主耶稣基督也爱女性，因为他对她们是尊重的。
It says you want to remember that they are heirs with you of the grace of life.
因为你们要知道，他和你呢是同样。承受恩典的。
And I've told you about the story of my friend's cousin, who was one of Canada's leading businessmen many years ago.
我跟大家讲过一个这样的故事，是我一个朋友的表兄啊，还堂兄啊，还是堂弟、表弟之类的，反正他是一个。加拿大一个非常有名的一个生意人。
He was a big name in the business world, but he treated his wife with no respect and his children with less respect.
他是一个很有名的一个商人，但是呢，他却还没有、正确的对待他的妻子，也没有正好好的带他的孩子。
It's actually very fitting.He led his company into a new venture、on one occasion.
那最后呢，他把他的那个、公司带领去做一下新的投资。
And the whole business deal blew up in his face.
因为整个、生意呢，在他面前都崩塌了。
And I said to myself, thank you, Lord.That man deserved that.
我就跟我自己说呢，感谢主啊，这个人他就应该这样。
How does this verse end?
那这节经文怎么结束呢？
It says so that nothing will hinder your prayers.
你讲的是便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
If a man doesn't love his wife, what's the point of praying?For somebody else.
如果一个人连他的妻子都不爱，那他祷告的点在哪里？
Okay, when you pray, God does two things. Either God reaches out to bless you, or this verse says, God says, I'm going to stop that prayer. I'm not going to fulfill that prayer. That man does not love his wife.
所以一个人祷告的时候，神会怎么样呢？当一个人祷告的时候，神会啊，他会生下来，或者是赐福给你，或者说我会阻止这个人的祷告，因为这个人他都不爱他的妻子。
It's very easy for us to say that I'm a good man. I know this. I do that. Everything is fine with me. Doesn't matter what I do at home, but all that matters is what I do out in public.
这个人的一个人呢，说是很非常融入的，他说我是一个好人，我这做那，但是呢，他所做的事情呢，在公众场合做的事情，跟他在家里做的是完全不一样的。
God says, I know what you do at home.
神说，我知道你在家里干了什么。
He says, I know how you respect or don't respect your wife.
也就是说呢，你到底尊不尊重你的妻子？
Have you ever noticed that the divorce rates in Canada are going like this?
你意识到在加拿大，
and higher and higher.
你有没有意识到在加拿大的离婚率是这样的，越来越高？
Do you know why the divorce rates aren't going even higher?
因为你知道为什么这个离婚率甚至变得更高吗？
Men are too selfish to get married, that's why.
是因为人太自私，他们结婚的动机是。
And God's sitting in heaven. And he's watching.
神坐在天上看着。
I'm not going to answer your prayers. You don't deserve to have your prayers answered. I'm going to do the opposite. I'm going to put the brakes on.
神在天上坐着在看着呢，是既然你是这么个人，所以呢，我不会去应允你的祷告，我只不会相反，我会把这些做一些障碍在这里阻碍你的祷告。
We're not going to go back there, but we were in Psalm number 50. And before the line that says that God will set in order the affairs of our life, before that, we read lines that go like this. God says, you thought I was like you. You didn't pay attention to me. You thought that I wouldn't pay attention to you, but I saw everything you did. And just because I didn't slap you immediately, you thought I didn't care. You thought I didn't hear. But he says, I've got it all recorded, and I'm going to set it all in order.
因为我们刚才在那个诗篇50篇就讲过的，我们不会再回到诗篇50篇，在那里面讲到的那神说呢，他会把你做的一切的邪恶的事呢，都把它那个摆在你面前，按照顺序摆出来，然后前面的一节讲到的呢，就是说呢，你认为我跟你一样，我会，我其实不跟你一样的，你认为我会就是不关心你做的事儿，我会关心的，所以在那个，我在天上看着了，我会把这所有的一切，我都会摆在你面前的。
All right, so verse 8 says, finally, all of you live in harmony with one another.
第八节说呢, 总而言之你们都要同心。
Is that a good thing to do?
这是一件好事去做吗?
What do you think about harmony?
你知道这个同心是什么意思啊?
Raise your hand if you're in Wayne's choir at 16th.
你们大家可以举手，如果你们在王教授那个合唱队，你可以举手。
Emily's in Wayne's choir. Who else is in Wayne's choir? Hung. Cindy, are you in the choir?
Cindy在合唱队吗？
在，我刚才没听到啊，在，我没听懂的。Okay.
All right, some of you are in the choir. Now, when Wayne says to you, you're supposed to sing this note, what are you supposed to sing?
然后当那个王教授跟你说呢，你应该唱这一个调的时候，你会怎么做？
If you sing that note, what's it sound like?
如果你把那个调子唱出来，那声音是什么样的？
Sounds really good. There's harmony.
其实听起来非常好，因为那是一个有和谐的。
But if you don't sing that note, what's it sound like?
如果你不唱那个调呢，那会怎么样？
It sounds terrible.
听起来就极难听。
Okay, now we got a few pianos around our house.
他家里有好几架钢琴。
And one of them's in tune, and when you play it, it sounds beautiful.
那其中一个呢，就是调音都调得很好，当你弹的时候呢，特别的美。
And one of them is not in tune, and there's no harmony in it. And when you play it, it sounds terrible.
所以在那个其中一架钢琴呢，它的那个调都没调对。然后你如果弹那架钢琴呢，听起来极其不协调，还非常难听。
And your house is to be in harmony all the time.
你们大家的家里呢要和谐，在所有的时间。
Okay, I have a friend who went to visit her sister-in-law.
我有一个朋友，他去看他的媳妇儿。
She knocked at the door. She wasn't anticipating being there. She knocked at the door. She called in. She said, "Hello, I've come to visit you."
他刚才讲的看他嫂子，他就到他门口去说，哎，敲门说我来看你来了。
And her sister-in-law wouldn't open the door for 10 minutes.
然后呢，十分钟之内你的那个嫂子都不给你开门。
He had to run around the house and put this away and fix that. And finally, she came to the door 10 minutes later. She said, oh, come on in. Nice to see you.
然后你就围着这个房子转，说，哎，我来了。然后十分钟以后，她开到门口说，她非常高兴看到你，进来吧。
I've got another friend who has another friend. I often tell stories about friends of the friends because I don't know them, but I got a friend who's got a friend.
今天我告诉大家一个朋友的故事，我总要有朋友的故事，但是我会跟你讲。
And my friend's friend was at a Bible study.
朋友的朋友在参加一个圣经学习。
And she was at the Bible study for probably an hour and a half, I think it was a Zoom type Bible study.
他在那参加一个圣经学习，大概一个小时或者一个半小时，我认为是一个在 Zoom 上的这样的一个圣经学习。
And when the Bible study was over, she did not shut off her mic or her audio system.
当圣经学习结束的时候呢，他并没有关掉他的那个Zoom上的麦克风。
And the leader of the Bible study didn't shut off his mic either.
然后那个带领圣经学习的那个人呢，他也没有关掉他的麦克。
And she listened to the way the leader of the Bible study spoke to his wife when the Bible study was over.
然后呢，那个圣经学习结束以后呢，他听到了那个带领查经的那个人跟他妻子的对话。
He never went back to that Bible study again.
然后他再永远呢不回去参加那个圣经学习。
She was appalled at what that man said to his wife, leader of the Bible study. He didn't treat his wife right.
She was appalled.
She was appalled.
Oh, that's
appalled. Appalled means she was very sad, very distressed.
所以这样，他跟他妻子谈话的时候呢，他其实情绪的非常低落，说不要再参加这样的圣经学习了。
All right, so we are to be in harmony with one another all the time, in harmony. If you switch on the mics in our house, you should be able to hear nice words and sweet singing.
因为我们大家都是在一个和谐的环境下，如果你偷听到的我家里说的话呢，应该我们所说的话全是一些好话，而且是一个极其高兴向上的一些歌声。
And sometimes that's easy, and sometimes it's not easy, but we're supposed to do it anyway.
有时候呢，这个很容易做到，有时候呢却不容易做到，但是我们不管怎么说，我们都要去做。
All right, well,That's all we have time for today.
这就是今天我们时间也到了。
We did 2 verses today.
今天只选了两节经文。
At this rate, we'll finish the book in a year or two.
如果我们像这样去学习，可能得一两年才能把这个彼得前书学完。
Okay, we'll go a little faster next week.
下星期呢，我们再稍微学快一点。
May the Lord bless us all. We've got a wonderful Lord, and He gives us so much blessing that we can live in harmony one with another and say hallelujah.
因为我们愿主赐福给我们，我们有一个极其美妙的神，他能够赐给我们恩典，让我们大家生活在一个和谐的这样一个环境里面。
All right, let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the truths of the Bible.
主啊，我们要为圣经里的真理献上感恩。
And the wonderful thing is that Jesus loves us, and that makes all the difference.
这个奇妙的事就是主耶稣基督爱我们，是这让一切都变得不同了。
Nothing else matters.
没有什么重要的。
And Lord, we're so thrilled. We say, if Jesus loves me, that means that others who love Jesus, they could love me too.
对，主啊，我们非常惊奇。我们认为呢，如果主耶稣基督爱我们，那么其他的爱主耶稣基督的人呢，也会爱我。
And so we're thankful that Jesus loves me, and we're thankful that other people love me, and we're thankful that you could even give me a heart.To love in return.
主啊，我们非常感恩，感恩主耶稣基督爱我，也其他的人也爱我。我们更感恩的就是主耶稣呢，也给我们一颗心，可以去给那些爱一些回报。
So Lord, we do give thanks now. You're a good God. Bless us and prosper us throughout the day and the week. Bring us back together again. We pray.
我们非常感恩您是一个好的神，所以求您呢让我们下面和这下面一个星期里让我们大家都能够成功下个星期把我们带回来，请你赐福给我们。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.